Hey, let's go to our next guest. Really looking forward to this. Carlton, well, they're on the rebuild, although one constant is their star midfielder, Bryce Gibbs. He joins us now. Gibbsy, mate, long time no speak.
It has been, Roy. How you going?
Yeah, fantastic. And how is life for you?
Going well, mate. Back in the swing of things over at the Blues, and really enjoying it.
Oh, and you're a daddy. The best club in the world, Gibbsy. Welcome to it, fatherhood.
Thanks, mate. It's been a bit of an eye-opener over the last 5.5 months, but I've been really enjoying it.
And what are you like the baths? You change the old nappies? Are you a hands-on little daddy there?
Yeah, try to help out where I can. The missus is still breastfeeding, so there's still a lot I can't help out there. But, get him in the bath and change a few nappies, mate. It's been good fun.
I bet you can't get the training quick enough sometimes. That's generally how it works.
Little
Charlie. Hey, what in terms of training, 15 changes. First night out, did you have name tags on so you knew who everyone was?
Not quite, but there was a lot of fresh faces day one of pre-season. Not only the players, but we had a lot of staff changeover as well. So, it's been the first 2 weeks trying to get to know everyone and... get to know him on a first name basis.
It's interesting that you mentioned the staff. You've got Brendan Bolton, who's the head coach. You've got Neil Craig, who's going to be, overseeing the coaching group. Dale Amos, Tim Clark, Shane Watson. That's that is a big turnover in coaches. You don't generally see that.
No, you don't. I suppose the club made a decision that they wanted to start from scratch and they looked across the whole club where they could improve, and I think they've done a really good job in going out and finding not only players but coaches that have played or coached in successful sides. All the names you just reeled off there have come from clubs who have had a lot of success, and they're all bringing different ideas to the table, which has been really good for the group.
And Brendan Bolton, tell us about him, your new coach. He seems so impressive from afar.
He is. He's really impressive. Really enthusiastic, really energetic type of guy. He's got a clear vision, and what I've been really impressed is his skills to teach the players what he wants. He's a very good communicator. He's had that good balance of when to break it up, have a bit of fun, but there's times where he's put his foot down and been really serious in what he wants as well. So obviously spent the first 2 weeks with him, but still getting to know him. He's still obviously trying to get across to the 40-odd players on the list, getting to know them better, but what I've seen of him so far has been really impressive.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Carlton this year, Gibbsy, and Brendan and what he does to this team, because you're just going to all assume, well, he's been at Hawthorn, that's the model, that's the template, away we go, but you've got to be a very good kicking team to play that style of play. Now, you're going to have a lot of new lads, you're probably nowhere near as an elite a kicking team as Hawthorn, so what has he picked up? What style are you picking up? Give us a, for all the Blues fans here, when we watch Carlton this year, what are we going to see?
Yeah, look, like I said, all of those coaches have come from successful teams, and by no means we want to be copying what other teams are doing. Obviously, we're going to take a bit from each of, a bit from Hawthorn, a bit from Geelong, a bit from North Melbourne, and sort of mould it into our own sort of style of footy, which is pretty important, I reckon. But we've been working a lot on our defence, and obviously we've got a lot of attacking players who can play with a lot of flair, and we certainly want to bring that out in those players as well. So more of a team defence and then team attacking sort of role as well.
You went to the draft. You had the number one pick, Jacob Wietering. Such an impressive guy. We spoke to him after the draft. Roy was blown away.
Oh, he was amazing.
What's he studying?
Global economics.
Yeah,
he's already got a degree. He's a freak. He made me feel like a flitamide.
197 centimetre defender. Harry McKay, you picked up very early in the draft. I think it was about pick 10. He's a 200 centimetre forward. And Charlie Curnow, a 192 centimetre forward. So you got some tall timber out of the draft right at the pointy end.
Yeah, they're all monsters, and I think we needed it. That's probably, power forwards and key defenders is probably an area where we've lacked in the last few years. And, they're not going to come on overnight and become superstars, but, it's exciting for the members to see that and know that these guys are going to develop into hopefully 200, 250-game players for the club. So, and all of them have got really good head on their shoulders. Like you said, Jacob, he speaks really well. He's really smart in how he approaches not only his footy, but you know, he's got a lot of things going outside of footy as well, and really grounded. So yeah, there's some really good kids coming into the system.
And then you've also got two other guys that we know pretty well over these parts in Sam Kerridge and Matty Wright. How are they settling in?
They've been really good. Sammy started when the first of 4 year players come back, and he's just been burning the track up. He trains really hard, really sets the example, so I've been really impressed with him. And I was rapt when they picked up Matty Wright. I had a bit to do with him through the juniors, through the state teams back in Adelaide. And he's going to bring some leadership, some experience. And as you guys know, he just plays a really important team role, and he's really disciplined. So I think they've been really two handy pickups.
And Neil Craig, the man for a crisis, have you had much to do with him? We loved his humour, Gibbsy.
Yeah, Craig, he's been good value so far.
Yeah, he's a diamond.
Yeah, going to work closely with him this year, so I'm looking forward to it.
And here's one. You make me feel so old. Before the year, you'd played 177 out of a possible 182 games. Remarkable durability, Bix, you must say.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this year, you only played the 10 games. It was a frustrating year for you, wasn't it, Gibbsy?
It was different for me, Rowie. Sort of having a long-term injury, I hadn't experienced that in my career so far, so... Yeah, it had its challenges, especially when the team's not having a great year on the field. You know, as one of the senior players, you want to be out there helping them, doing what you can to help them improve. And yeah, obviously the games where they played away, watching them on TV, I didn't cope with that too well. But like you said, I had a pretty good run, probably. Got pretty lucky at times, but yeah, I was due to have an injury like that at some stage.
And a 2-match suspension. I remember that tackle on Robbie Gray. Oh, fair dinkum. That split the community. I didn't think it deserved a 2-week suspension, but you're going to have to watch those tackles, Gibbsy.
Yeah, well, it looks like it. They're pretty hot on it, but I mean, yeah, that's what it was. It's all in the past now, but.
You talk about a difficult year last year. One of the absolute shining lights was a young gun midfielder, Patrick Cripps. Now, a little birdie told me that he might have grown a centimetre or two over the off-season. That couldn't be right, could it?
I did hear him talking about that in the physio room earlier today, actually. He reckons he hasn't, but so I don't know where they've got that from. But
okay.
If he has, it's going to be pretty scary because he's a monster.
He's taller than Nick Riewoldt and plays in the midfield.
Yeah.
That's the modern
taller
kid.
Taller than Michael Jamieson, key position defender, and Paddy Cripps is the midfielder. It is remarkable. And look, did you see that coming? Like, I guess, surprised a lot of people with his form towards the end of the year was as good as any in the competition. He was absolutely flying.
Yeah, I mean, after spending a year and a half with him, it is no surprise for us guys here. His professionalism for such a young guy, the way he goes about his training, he's always looking to improve. He's always doing extras. So it's just coming out on the field. You know, his touch, his hands, first possessions, first class, and he'll probably spend a bit more time forward during the year, I reckon, as well. In the new year, hit him at full forward. And like you said, with that height, he'll clunk a few and hopefully he can kick a few. But he's going to be a special player.
Well, Gibbsy, great to chat. Oh, crockies, I can't believe you've been there so long now at Carlton. I hope you get your 200th next year. Now, I've got a bit of competition here with Skippity Doo. He likes to be the best-dressed bloke between us. Now, I shop at Joseph Azunku, and he does get me up class a little bit. But where can we get the old Touche range of clothing, your range of clothing, Touche?
Oh, you've been doing your homework, have you, Rowan?
Don't worry about that, Gibbsy.
Generally what happens, if there's a sniff of a free T-shirt or something going around, we're generally on the back of it. You, Rowan, and I.
Gibbsy's got deeper pockets than you, Skippy, do.
Tell us about it.
We're just online, mate. So if anyone's out there wants to get a few singlets or a few trucker hats for the summer, nice and hot this time of year, head to www.touche.com.au and pick up a bargain.
Can I spell that? I hope I get it right. Is it T-U-S-H-A-Y?
Correct.
Done. Gibbsy, you're a star.
No worries, boys. Great to talk to you.
Yeah,
always
good
a
stuff.
Pleasure.
Bryce Gibbs. And look, Carlton have hit a membership milestone. They've reached 25,000 members by December 1 for the first time in the club's history. So that is good news.
That's
certainly
unreal.
People are jumping on board. Join them on their journey and be bound by blue. If you want to sign up and get a membership, call 1300 Carlton or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. I think there's no doubt last year
they're coming.
They bottomed out, and now the journey begins up the ladder. Now, the big question will be how long it takes, because sometimes you can't just flick a switch and make it happen overnight. But there's no doubt the changes they've made, the personnel they have, they will improve.
And he's a ripper too. Bryce Gibbs, our guest.